I apologize. Look at this. For episode 9, I have holy socks. This is the holy episode. This is it. Welcome to episode number 9 of It's a Show. Are you reaching for the pot of gold or what?
There's only one left in the pot of gold. There's the Irish cream.
Irish cream.
Some Christmas goodies.
I better pound one of those since we won't have time for alcohol in this episode.
Episode 9, our first official episode. Well, not official because that's a lie. We've had two episodes
I'm confused. That you somehow, with a wing and a prayer.
We did one on Christmas Day together. Or Christmas Eve, and then the best of last week. So this is the first fresh new episode of 2014. So Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Good to see you.
How was your Christmas?
Really great. Had lots of good times. It all ended with us contracting SARS.
Oh, jeez.
Which I hope there's going to be another benefit concert because I cannot get rid of this virus or whatever it is.
This thing that people seem to be getting and then it latches on for weeks.
You know, my boss, I want to shout out to my boss of my regular day job because he said, you're not coming in. We don't want you infecting the rest of the good people with what you have. And it just coincidentally worked out because my youngest daughter, Ava, got it and she got stomach flu. The stomach portion.
That's no good.
And then today, so I'm staying home with Ava today, and my eldest daughter walks in from out of nowhere, supposed to be at college.
Oh,
she's all white as a sheet. And she goes, guess who puked in the library?
Oh,
she goes, I am so lucky I have a boyfriend already. Because a guy from the other side of the bookshelf, he opens up the books and goes, here, and hands her a tissue.
Well, at least that was nice of him.
And she vomited in the garbage can at the thing.
At least it was in something and not like a hand vomit situation.
Which we've all had.
Yeah, there's
you've been
no
around the block, you've had a hand vomit.
I'm lucky, knock on wood, that I don't have any cold, I don't have any flu-type symptoms.
So you made it through the entire holiday season unscathed?
So far.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of people, shook a lot of hands. Went to church once.
That's why.
It was a nightmare.
That's why it was. We went to church twice. The second time was a classic. We can't even describe it.
Okay. I can't even describe what I experienced on Christmas Eve. My Christmas started off the worst Christmas of my life. It improved.
I saw some tweets and I was worried for your safety.
It was a disaster. Christmas Eve led off by a post-dinner argument with my dad and brother exchanging F-bombs and storming out of the room, which I've never witnessed in my life.
That's family togetherness.
Like, so it's Christmas Eve, people.
There was alcohol involved, right?
No.
No? Oh, my God.
This is sober.
So there were some underlying issues.
So there was awkward moments, and then then there was church. I always look forward to church. I don't go very often, but Christmas Eve is one of my favorites, the candlelight deal. But this is small town. It is old people central. It was like a pageant talent show with the old people. They were singing. They were acting out skits. They were doing special old-timey music. There was like a Mary and Joseph situation with Jesus plus like toddlers. So I didn't know if they were Jesus's brothers or not, or the shepherds. Like, it was just such a train wreck.
Was
and I'm
it
like
a little old lady who played Jesus? Or
no,
what?
It was a young family and they had kids and they must have been a shepherd or something.
In our church when I was
it
a kid.
I don't know. It's just we sang maybe 3 songs the whole hour.
See, and that's the only reason you go to that candlelight service for the music.
Yeah. I didn't go there to watch people perform.
What is Sawyer saying? No. What do you go for then?
Crackers after
reflection.
The reflection, the reflection and the
through
music.
Through song.
I don't want the drums. Thank God we went this year and got no drums on Silent Night.
Oh, boy.
Because it's been hard to find a church in the last few years that doesn't have the band in full force during Silent Night.
There was this older guy.
It's called Silent Night.
Older guy in sunglasses, so hopefully he had some sort of eye condition. He was playing the drums offbeat. I was like, what am I witnessing? Like, it was a
like an old guy?
Old guy.
Well, those are the cataract glasses.
Yeah, and he's like drumming off beat, and they had the people leading the service, but the sound guy, I don't know where he was because you couldn't hear anything. It's like they were holding mics for no apparent reason. It was just
sounds like a music show that Tara Lee produced once upon a time.
Oh, geez.
Oh, and she's excited about being our special guest, by the way.
Christmas Eve was a blah. It improved by the time it hit post Boxing Day.
So Christmas Day was a bust too?
Because nobody was home.
Oh.
It was like our Christmas was delayed. So me and the old man, we just hung out.
But you got in a fight with your brother. So your brother was home.
Then he left.
And he left like for good?
That was planned.
Oh, that was planned.
He was supposed to leave, but it was really awkward.
Oh.
And arguments aside, awkward, what are we going to do now? Because it's Christmas Day and nobody's home. I didn't get that memo. I would have came out maybe on the Boxing Day. Right. Here I am expecting a party and a celebration and there's nobody.
Oh.
And then Boxing Day, the whole family came over. That was good. And we opened up presents Boxing Day night. So it was good.
Did you do a Chinese gift exchange?
We did.
Did you?
It was a good success. Yeah. I love the Chinese gift exchange. No one got offended.
Sawyer, you're a young man of 14. You're very, politically correct, whatever you call yourselves. How do you feel about Chinese gift exchange, honestly?
Stupid.
You think it's stupid?
The concept is stupid or is the name stupid? See, I don't like this.
I don't know where the hell he's from. That's not what we call it. Yankee swap.
What are you, American?
Oh, you're America. You're from. He was born in Calgary. That's part of the problem.
Christmas. I'm glad it's over, though. Next time, if I don't boycott it altogether,
yeah,
I only go for a maximum 2 days.
Yeah.
That's it. None of this four going on five.
You can't go back home. No.
Then I was going out to a friend's house in the country. I pulled into the wrong driveway, backed out of the driveway, backed off the drive into a snowbank, got stuck. Had to get the guy to pull me out with his truck. It was blizzardy outside. I'm rolling around in the snow trying to find a place to hook up the rope. It was like, this is not going my way. This is not my year. It's not my year.
And 2014 starts off for me with SARS. And I'm about to turn 40-something, 47 tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
This is the eve of my...
Holy crap. And yeah. I didn't even get you a cake.
Oh. But you know what? The Irish cream chocolates, which I was feeling bad about cracking because I didn't realize they weren't opened.
Go for it. I don't know where I got... I forget who gave them to me, but...
I really like these.
It was good. So Christmas came and went, thank God. And New Year's, how was your resolutions? Your whole
speaking
New
of Christmas
Eve?
Gifts, how ironic...
Oh, yeah.
Not ironic, but how coincidental. Both of you and I got awesome new watches.
Yes. The Fossil.
You got same brand. I got the Radio 435.
I don't know what that means.
The radio brand.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mine is, I didn't wear it today, but I'm digging it. Nice big face.
Mm-hmm.
Stylish.
I was a little concerned about the size of the face. It's like the size of like Big Ben in London.
It's
on
it's
my
style,
wrist.
Yeah.
And I have small lady like wrists.
Yeah. It's good. I like it though. You like yours?
I love it. I was just thinking of a story when I went, I think it was a checkup or something, and my wife was in the room. You know, the nurse that does the pre-check. She said, "My God, do you ever have small wrists?" Like, I've never seen a man with wrists.
What does that even mean?
Going emasculated again. Herbal magic. Oh, that's what it was for. When I went to herbal magic, it wasn't a doctor.
I was going
to
say, those aren't doctors over there, are they? The herbal doctors. Did you make any resolutions for the new year? Besides, get over the SARS.
I was thinking about how I hadn't done that, and I'm happier for it, I think.
I think for me, it's not so much resolutions. It's just an outlook, positive outlook, goals.
Me too.
A to-do list, sort of say, like, be more active, not necessarily join a gym, work out 5 days a week.
But do,
just walk more, ride your bike more when you can.
And you know what? You'll notice the difference twice as much because at one point in my life, I was doing the gym a bit. Mm-hmm. And then I was also, you know, walking the dog and all that kind of stuff and riding bike with my son and all that. And boom, I felt great. And I looked way better too.
Yeah. Yes. You know? So I don't know if I can commit to the gym thing because let's be honest, today I don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah.
So
that's what life's like.
But anyways,
you know, my daughter and I, being homesick, we just watched this Netflix original documentary on junior golfers. These guys are 7 and 8 years old, guys and girls from all over the world, and they come to North Carolina for the World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, man, it's like the miniature, it's like they shrunk all the PGA guys and LPGAs. And they are practicing. It's like a Rocky. They're doing sit-ups and punching bags and hitting these tires with their golf clubs. And I'm going, oh, my God. But the super cool personalities. And the parents aren't psycho, which is what I took from it. The parents said, basically, this is a microcosm of life on the green, on the golf course. You've got preparation. You've got success, you've got failure,
mm-hmm.
happiness, sadness, it's all there. So that's why they do it with their children. And of course, you know, to have the next Tiger Woods and possibly
of course.
Multimillionaires.
I crushed the Netflix since the Christmas holidays. You need to get into Suits. I don't know if you've...
We're into it.
Love the show.
Oh!
Love it.
Now you're going to have to wash your hands. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, but...
Love Suits.
I crushed those two seasons so fast, 6 days. And
is season 3 online, though?
Season 3, I think, is in progress.
Okay.
They started it last year, and they're going to continue it again this year at some point.
I never even heard of these actors. Me came either. Out of nowhere, and they're awesome.
Oh, Pierce and Hardman is the law firm, the fake law firm. And what's his name? Oh, Harvey.
Harvey Specter. Harvey Specter. And what's the other
and,
name?
And what's his name?
I'm crushed because Donna's gone. And I know she's coming back because I figured it out. Donna. But don't tell me.
Love. Isn't she just she's physically amazing looking?
Yeah.
And Rachel Zane, love her.
Yeah.
And what's his face? Mike Ross keeps whatever
screwing it up.
Some game that they keep playing. Stop playing the game and get
sexual
after
tension
her.
Because then if they get together, then we don't care anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
But such the Lewis character, I don't like the face. Too much teeth. Something about the face.
But interesting character guy. Though, right?
You love him,
you hate him. Yeah. You love him, you hate him.
You just wait.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's such a good show. I cannot believe I missed the memo on this one, but I'm glad I caught it.
Suits is definitely one. We're watching Chuck too. Have you watched Chuck?
I've not seen Chuck, no.
Oh, you get totally into Chuck.
I've started...
Would he not get into Chuck? He's going to love Chuck.
Is Chuck good?
Start Chuck.
I've started Mad Men.
I heard it's pretty brutal.
It's taken me... So far, episode one, I'm like, come on, I'm waiting for it to happen. Yeah. I'm waiting for something to hook me in because I'm about to pull the plug.
Yeah.
But I'll commit and see what happens.
You know what movie we went to see? Grudge Match.
That's with...
Stallone, De Niro.
And...
Awesome. I thought, like, I read the description. I'm going, I don't want to go see Frozen, the princess movie with the girls. So I just wanted something. I was desperately grasping at straws. Yeah. And I read the premise and I thought, this is Rocky V. It's already been done. Oh, no, this is going to be terrible. And so we go in there and my son and my oldest daughter's boyfriend, Harry, we all went. And I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was well written, well acted, good cinematography.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd give it like a definite... 7.5, 8 out of 10 for sure.
I crushed a couple movies over the last 2 weeks as well. Finally saw Captain Phillips, Tom Hanks. That guy is a beauty.
He's a crazy good actor.
That is a great, I really love
that
movie.
That's a true story, right?
Yeah, yeah. Really loved it. Saw Saving Mr. Banks, Tom Hanks, and Emma Thompson.
Okay, so what's that one about?
Tom Hanks is Walt Disney. Emma Thompson is the lady.
Oh, yes. That was awesome.
The lady who writes Mary Poppins.
And I bought that book for my daughter for Christmas.
Relationship. Such a good movie.
Really?
Really like that movie, yeah.
Nice.
And I do believe there was
one more.
Have
you seen The Hobbit 2 yet?
Have not seen it.
I haven't seen that
I want to see The Hunger Games, the second one.
It's good. We saw it.
Yeah.
It's Rockstar.
I forgot that I really enjoyed the first one.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a thing for Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, really?
So Sawyer does, too. He likes
Who doesn't, really?
Yeah. Well... I don't know. She's okay.
And I'm waiting for Anchorman 2 to hit the cheap theaters.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know.
There's one other one out there that I was curious to see, and now I'm... Oh, the Wall Street one.
Oh, The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street is supposed to be amazing.
Really, really long, but super good.
Is it really long?
Yeah, okay. Like 3 hours or something like that.
Oh, my ass goes to sleep in the theater when that happens. Like even during the podcast.
I gave you the good chair this time.
Yeah,
so.
I appreciate that too.
So yeah, I've been crushing Netflix and movies. And you know, here in the city, there's two theaters. You got the really expensive one, which is your standard Cineplex. And then you've got the cheap theater, which $6 for a movie?
Is it $6 now?
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
I thought it was cheaper than that.
I went the other day, it was $11. Movie, popcorn, and pop. And yeah. I was like the fourth person.
And you know what? That's the most expensive it should ever be.
I love
it. In my opinion.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's a good night out. So
freaking Hollywood's dying, man. We're watching them all online. Like I say, kids,
it's very true,
have you
yeah.
seen this movie? And
yeah.
they'll go, oh, well, let me pull it up on whatever.
Oh, exactly.
The legal voodoo.
And I don't know.
You know what's going to happen. And Mr. I can't say Chinese gift exchange, but he's going to prison for freaking stealing stuff off the internet.
Yeah.
Die Hard 5. Oh, my God. Die Hard 5. You can come and talk about it, Sawyer. Here.
It's pretty bad.
Really? And that's your movie review on It's a Show podcast.
I was so disappointed in that movie, man. I was like revved, and I tried to get it from those Redbox video machines 100
times.
Those
are popular now.
Yeah, they're kind of
cool. Come out of nowhere.
But they have, it only had the Blu-ray.
Ah.
And we're not that upper echelon family with the Blu-ray, so I could never rent it. And so finally it comes on Netflix Christmas. I'm going, hallelujah, this is perfect. Whole family's together. We watch it. That sucked, that movie.
Olympus Has Fallen is on Netflix.
Is it good?
We watched that on Christmas Day.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, I love it. It's my second time seeing it. It's one of those action movies, good versus evil.
Yeah.
It's a White House situation, government and presidency, and I love that kind of scenario.
Black president or white president?
It is a little bit of both.
You got... So...
The main... Both because the main president is white, and then he's in trouble, so they put in
the VB,
The no, because he's in trouble too. So they bump up the Speaker of the House, played by Morgan Freeman.
The Speaker of the House.
Or whatever his name is. I don't know.
Vice President gets to be president when there's a crisis?
Oh, I guess if the president and vice president are alive, but they cannot carry out their duties, I guess the speaker is the guy, the acting guy. At least that's what I took away from the movie. Because Morgan Freeman only ever plays two characters, God or some sort of higher uppy like a president, except for that last Vegas, I guess.
And when he was driving the chauffeur limo for Miss Daisy.
I guess he plays more than one character.
We watched a movie on Christmas. It was Grease. And that movie, rewatching it, has ruined my childhood.
What? What? Listen to me. That is an amazing movie. Do you not? Oh, because of the harsh.
I thought it was like, so innocent.
My 11-year-old, too, starting to pick up on all the nuances. Oh. You know, Chixel Cream, Grease, and all that. I'm going, oh, my God.
When you think about that movie.
There's a lot of dirty stuff in there.
Yeah.
But our little girls watched it relentlessly on VHS when we were driving across Canada. We had a Rubbermaid bin and one of those Radio Shack DVD combos, and I bungee corded it. It was the most illegal, terrible death trap thing in there. But they watched Grease 600 times on the way across Canada.
You're the one that I want.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's good. A big topic that I've discovered on the internet and in the news is the flu shot situation. Now, of course, you've got the flu, so you say. Oh, you're ringing.
That's my Emma.
Oh, we get phone calls. Yes, we get phone calls. Oh, we get lots and lots of phone calls. We get your phone calls. You give us phone calls. And we put you on the air.
Every time we do a podcast, Emma calls. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Is Kim there?
No, I'm on It's a Show, and so are you again.
Oh, God, I need her money. Is she sleeping?
All right, that's the continuing adventures of Emma Catherine, who is a complex
individual.
The flu, okay, so the flu symptoms are hot, cold, generally all of a sudden you think you can get outside the house and get off the couch, and then you go, that was a mistake, now I feel crappy, and now it's in the chest.
Yeah.
Moved into the chest, that's why I'm going to the doctor, because it just hurts.
I remember one time I thought I had the flu. I had the flu, but then it just never went away. I never felt better.
Yeah.
So then I went to the doctor. I think I had pneumonia, something that's common. I think pneumonia,
It's not common, but it's when you get it. It's hard to get rid of.
And then that's when I found that I had that, and it seemed to have gotten worse. I remember just being on the couch and could barely breathe. And the slightest movement, you just get all.
Yeah. When I was in college, my buddy, he ignored it. Mm. And he was lying in his townhouse at our college. And everybody else is doing their thing. Well, we're going to class and whatever. And we go check on Dave. And old Dave spitting into like a honey bucket.
Oh, no.
Brown.
Oh, no. That's
big,
not good.
Brown. And I'm going, Dave.
That's
Dave,
a sign.
Dave. And so finally, he gets picked up by the parents. And we don't see him for a month. Ooh. He was down and out for a month. He almost died, the stupid idiot.
So this is going around. Whatever you want to call it. H1N1 flu. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't really been paying attention to it. But the government's been urging people to get the shot, your flu shot. Now there's the big debate.
Get the shot or we'll shoot you.
Do you get the shot? Do you not get the shot? Some people are pro-shot. Some people are anti-shot.
You know, when I got it in 2005, the shot, and then I was never sicker in my life, right? So then that made up my mind, never doing the flu shot again, right?
Yeah.
Now that I'm, you know, on the cusp of 47, as a wise old bugger before you, I'm going, maybe I'm not right about everything. Maybe I should do it, because I talked to a couple of people and they said, the first time they got it, they got real sick and whatever. But then the subsequent years that they've got it, not a problem ever again.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, and there's rhetoric on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those situations where you get it, you don't get it. I was the same a couple of years ago. I got it, got really sick. Didn't get it last year, was fine. Didn't get it this year. I'm not going to get it this year. And that's just my choice.
Yeah.
I'm not really educated about it, but I'm not going to get it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The problem is you can't just hit the easy button to get educated, because when you look it up or you listen to somebody talk about it, and you go, obviously I got to get it. And then you hear the retractors and they make an equally as compelling case.
Yeah.
Like Jenny McCarthy, for example.
Well, yeah.
And
all these great
don't
stories.
Don't inoculate anything. So I don't know where I stand with that. I just feel bad because I'm the steward of the family as well. And so everybody, I'm thinking maybe we should get all the kids the flu shot. And right now it's in limbo because half of us are sick, so you can't get it when you're sick.
And the demand for the flu shot has been so great over the last couple of days because
they're running out of serum.
The government is like, go get it now. And everyone's like, all right. Yeah. And now, yeah.
Now it's going to be like Walking Dead. We didn't listen to the government.
So, and my dad, by
the way, I'm almost just the Walking Dead reference, almost caught up to the whatever. We're one episode away
from the current season.
Yeah, Sawyer's been catching me up. So, we're one episode away from the current half that starts in February.
So, where are you guys watching the current season from?
The sanctity of our basement.
Online, on TV.
Well,
professionally,
depends on who's asking.
Because I need to catch up. I started following this season, but then I fell off the wagon.
What's the law firm? Hartman Fieldman? What is it? Hartman?
I just need a good link. Hook me up. I need to catch up to the season.
He's a master. Sawyer's going to prison.
It's a good show. It's
but
good.
Until he goes to prison, he can
help. You and everyone else. So have fun with that. Prison Break is also on Netflix. I recommend that show, Prison Break. Watch that, and then you'll learn how to get out of prison. Mm. It's very good.
My my wife saw one episode like that Wentworth Miller guy.
The ladies love him.
You got a bromance with him, right?
Well,
I don't know.
He's a good guy, right?
Apparently he's hugely fat now because that series has been over for a long time.
It was only four seasons, and that was his big job, right?
That was his big thing.
I am up to date on Breaking Bad, which upsets me because the latest season, the final season, is not on Netflix. So I need to find other means to get that episode onto the computer because
Sawyer is going to pay for his room and board and hook you up. Okay, so 24th day, I was going to ask you because I'm watching this golf documentary and I'm thinking, you know, we got to stop watching TV.
No,
we got to get off the couch divot.
So much. But the good thing about the Netflix, the PVR, the internet, you can watch it whenever, right? You don't have to watch it every Tuesday at 7.
You know what you need is like a Wednesday night volleyball league or something.
I do.
Like a mixed volleyball league to meet people.
I do need a hobby, yeah.
Something like that. If you had the ultimate hobby, if you could do whatever you wanted for a hobby, what would that be? Like, this is kind of a hobby.
The ultimate
hobby? And I'm enjoying this hobby, this podcasting hobby, that we're going to turn into a multi-million-dollar conglomerate.
I think that's some sort of sporting activity, but not like no competition. Like still try to win, but don't be like, if we don't win, I hate you.
That's how I like to play baseball or softball, right? Like I'm going to try. I'm not going to die if we don't win, but it would be nice.
Dodgeball be sweet.
Dodgeball.
Indoor dodgeball.
Or we should start a dodgeball thing.
A Red Rover League. Red Rover.
It's a little too competitive for my
love it. No, all those games you play in school and in gym class in school, I loved it. I loved indoor soccer.
Somebody was saying curling. The only problem with the sport of curling is there's not enough danger. And I said, well, what if you had people lined up pelting you with dodgeballs on either side? And then they said, yeah, that would be amazing.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I do need to do stuff this year. Get out more. I'm going skiing this weekend. Big Jasper adventure. I just found out today I got to wear smart casual. What the smart casual?
Okay, so now I'm a little miffed because you brought this up. This is the Jasper in January weekend for the media. And we weren't invited this year. I skipped 1 year and then I'm off the list.
I don't know how you didn't get invited. I don't even know how I got invited.
Because they're unorganized. That's how.
It's a Christmas miracle.
And, you know,
I'm a nobody. You're somebody.
I got a love-hate relationship with the Jasper in January. Because here's the thing. And I mean, people would just run in front of a skidoo for this. Because it's all free.
Yeah.
So you get your accommodations free, your meals free, and you get your choice of experience free. So there's a myriad to choose from. You can either ski free for 2 days, or you can go on Maligne Lake tours, or you can snowshoe or whatever. And we've done all that stuff.
Yeah.
Problem I find with that Jasper in January, 9 times out of 10, every time I drive up there, it's a raging blizzard.
Oh, don't
it's
say that.
It's life or death to get there, and you get there, and you're so exhausted, and it's like, because I have to work, and so is my wife, so on the Friday, so you leave there, you get there about 11 or whatever, and you're just fried, and then the program starts the next morning, 7 o'clock, got to be there for breakfast, blah, blah, blah. So, like, it's run, and you got this gorgeous, like, the last couple of times we went, we got the awesome chalet to ourselves, or this one really cool hotel room I remember, which was just very well appointed and older, but it was so cool. But you don't get a chance to really settle in and enjoy it because you got to move to all the events. And then they have a mixer for all the broadcasters and stuff, and everybody hangs out.
Yeah.
Which is cool because you get to meet people and have beers with people you haven't.
I'm mostly just going for the skiing, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
They just got a shitload of snow last weekend, about 40 centimeters. And the weather's supposed to be nice, so I'm knocking on wood on that. And
so when did you learn to ski? How old?
I have a very bad experience learning how to ski in Misty Ridge, just outside of Barrhead. So it's like
Everything that happens up in your North Country is nothing good that happens nowhere. Up there.
And I remember falling down on my skis and I couldn't get up and my dad yelling at me. Get up, it's not that hard. I'm like, clearly it is. And I'm like probably 10. I vividly remember this. I don't remember going down.
That's how dads teach. That's how dads teach.
I don't remember going down a hill. Subtle, I don't remember the rope toe. I just remember this specific moment. I'm on the ground. I can't get up. And he's yelling at me. But I managed to stick through because we had a decent hill outside of Westlock, Tawatna Hill. Say that 10 times fast.
No, it's not called that.
Yes, it is. And we would do ski trips for phys ed.
I'm a sick man. Don't hit me with Tawatna Hill in the middle of the podcast.
Tawatna. Tawatna ski.
Okay, I got to reset. Okay, I'm good.
We would go there on gym trips for the day and ski trips. And then in grade 9, we had this big Jasper trip. In grade 9, we went on the bus.
Yep.
Coach bus. Jasper. Skied all day. Stayed in a church basement. Skied all day again and came back home. And then over high school, we would have the occasional, maybe 2 times a season.
Yeah.
School bus. 4 in the morning. Get on the bus. Drive to Jasper. Ski all day. Come back home on the school bus in minus 40. And that was it. I love skiing. I'm pretty good. I would say I'm the intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
I could do a black diamond if I really wanted to. Yeah, well, I'm a little hesitant about it. But
I never really skied when I was a kid. A couple of times we have Blackstrap Mountain. And it's not really a mountain. It's in Saskatchewan. So you can use your imagination. And it's all sheer ice all the time. So you just like whip down there. It's like a luge track that you're standing up on. And yeah, so I went there a couple of times, and then I go to college. I go to Ag College in Vermilion, and we go, hey, I got to have a college ski trip. That's part of the experience, whatever. So I tell the guys I don't really ski, don't have. So I had my borrowed red ski pants, a green chore jacket. I look like a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And just coincidentally, there was a little something underneath my nose line about 4 days before the big anticipated ski trip, because I was looking forward to the drinking.
Of course.
And so I, scratched it, squeeze it, whatever. Yeah. It just keeps getting bigger, exponentially bigger every day. And I'm going, oh, and this really hurts. And then now it's seeping some ooze.
Oh, jeez.
So I go, I got to go see a doctor. So I'm in this old town. So I go see the old doctor.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, that's a staphylococci infection, sir.
What does that even mean?
That means I was on rotation with the cows and we were AIing cows, where your arm goes in a forbidden place in the bovine. Yeah. And so anyway, somehow I got this, like brushed my nose with my whatever, with some fecal matter. And I got this thing on there. And he said, yeah, no problem. We can cut it off. And I'm going, oh, God, cut it off. Okay, when can we do that? Well, 2 weeks.
What?
I go on a ski trip. It's like in 2 days. It can, no. And it was the size of a freaking loony right underneath my nose. I couldn't even breathe out of my nostril. That's how big it was. So I'm going there to PR the chicks and, be the ladies' man that that's obviously I am. And it was just a total write-off. And then I don't know my black diamonds from my blue circles.
At least you know the shapes.
So I get up there and the boys go, hey, Greg, yeah, let's go black diamond. And I said, no. Well, what does that mean? Oh, it's the easy run. Let's go on the easy run and stuff. And then they go, you go first. And I go, no, I'm not. Why would I go first? And they said, well, who's going to pick up your stuff?
Yeah, it's chicken
and
point.
I went screaming down there like a Jerry Lewis movie. And it was a yard sale. Equipment everywhere and shit. And I almost died that day. And then I just, I couldn't even get sympathy from the hot waitresses at the thing after, because I got the giant bolt on my nose.
Oh, that's
anyway, I still have a scar. If you can see, we could probably get a picture of the website with the scar.
Classic ski story right there.
Anyway. Yes.
I was going to say, I'm just looking forward to the new year and the upcoming episodes of It's a Show. We've got a lot of good stuff on the to-do list. We've got people lining up to be special guests. We have to book Leo. We have to rebook him.
Yeah, Leo Pare, the newspaper beer guy.
Ribstone Creek.
And I got to talk to him about Kamloops. The city of Kamloops, BC, just shut down their local paper.
Oh, no.
Everybody's out of work. No more local paper. And that's pretty much the same equivalent size of town that we live in. And sorry, Leo, this will be a bit of a depressor for him. But I'd like to, hear his thoughts on world of online media now, as far as print moving to online and how that's going for their business.
It's a very interesting discussion.
And more interesting is the fact that his dad's part owner of Ribstone Creek Brewing, and he's going to bring beer if he ever figures out what day we're on. So we're going to do that. And also, this is going to be, we're going to roll out a brand new show.
It's going to have its soft launch on It's a Show, and then it's going to become its own entity in 2014. And that's going to be called What the Hell Is This Song About?
Mm-hmm.
It's a catchy title. It's going to be an amazing show. Our first musicologist special guest will be Chris Sutherland. East-based. He's out there in Ontario. And he is a drummer of some renown. He's got a new record coming out of his own. But he plays drums regularly for Kim Mitchell.
I enjoy Kim Mitchell, let me tell you.
I'm going to tell Chris on the air live here that he was not our first choice. Ray McGuire from Trooper stiffed us.
Oh, jeez.
He said, he turned his flat down. No, he says, that sounds like a fun little thing you're doing, but I won't have time for you in 2014. So, you know, hope you're well. I think hope you're well was the last thing.
It sounds like Trooper might be going on tour this year.
Yeah.
Or something.
So there you go. So Ray McGuire not happening. Chris Sutherland, Kim Mitchell's drummer. And then the whole idea with this show where we take a song that is kind of mystified us for years.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll vote on the first song we're going to talk about. I'd like to do stuff like Come Together by the Beatles because I love that song, but I don't understand what they're trying to get at there. And yes, sir, you in the back.
Wanda Speedus.
Wanda Speedus. Yeah, that's from...
Disease?
It's from... what's his name?
Lou Bega.
Thanks for the random Lou Bega. You're a Strange Animal. Larry Gowan, Lawrence Gowan, You're a Strange Animal. And in the middle of the song, he says, Wanda Speedus, or something like that. You go, what the hell does that mean? And it must be Latin for I'm cool or something. But I want to ask, so the premise of the show is, in a nutshell, we're going to have a round table, Sparky, myself, maybe a guest in studio, and then somebody on the phone with big cred, street cred, like Chris Sutherland.
We need the cred.
Kim Mitchell's drummer. And we're going to try and solve the mystery of what these songs are about. And then at the end of the show, the musicologist that's joining us on the phone has to give us the contact info for another well-renowned.
Oh, like a
perhaps maybe Kim Mitchell.
Patio lanterns.
Yeah. Anyway, and then it'll just keep on moving forward from there, and it's going to be its own podcast in 2014.
So this is episode 9, and I do believe you promised the Craig Ferguson episode for episode 10.
You know, I feel that that next episode, if we don't jump into that story right away, it's like right off the top, because this is a lot to tell, and we can intersperse it with other things like we do. We'll have some sidebars, but I think we better dig right into that in episode 10 right off the top.
So look forward to next week on episode 10 of It's a Show podcast, the Craig Ferguson experience. Oh, man, I'm excited for this one.
It's our 10th episode anniversary. It's going to be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. That and so much more. Follow us on Facebook.com/ It's a Show podcast. You can join us on Twitter at It's a Show Pod. Stream us on iTunes. Thank you, iTunes, for fixing the situation in the new year. Everything is dandy there.
So. I have a question about iTunes.
Yes.
Okay. Working. Is it working?
Should be working.
Okay. So now, even if I subscribed to It's a Show before,
should?
And I got the podcast app on my phone, and then I think, now it should be updated with all the episodes, just and I don't have to do anything. It's coming should right
be.
In there.
Bring it up right now, and all it right. should all be fine and dandy. And we've also got another link if you want to stream online, should you not know how to do any of that fun stuff. But that's all on the Facebook page. So join us, won't you?
For It's a Show, it's taking the world by storm. And when are we going to talk about our stats? Because Jessica Ahoy is going to lord this over us for the rest of her life.
She'll have to be a guest on episode 11 because clearly she's the spike in the situation.
All right. And the other thing I want to ask you, what about Mama Jude's story of the outhouse?
The outhouse story is coming.
So I'm wondering if we should do the Jessica Ahoy spike and the Mama Jude story as episode 9.5.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
We'll take it under advisement and discussion. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week.
Keep in touch. Everybody's gonna love today, love today, love today. Everybody's gonna love today. Any way you want.